You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Election Commission of India has ordered the removal of the Director General of Police in West Bengal. Home secretaries in six states, namely Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh, and Uttarakhand, have also been directed to be removed. Additionally, secretaries of the General Administrative Departments in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh are among those removed. This comes just 2 days after the ECI announced the schedule for Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday hit back at Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his Shakti remark, saying every mother and daughter is a form of Shakti in the country. Modi was addressing a Lok Sabha election rally in Telangana's Jagtial. The Indy Alliance in their manifesto said that their fight is against Shakti. For me, every mother, daughter and sister is a form of Shakti. I worship them in the form of Shakti. I am the worshipper of Bharat Mata. Their manifesto is to finish Shakti, and I accept the challenge. Main jaan ki bazi laga dunga, Modi said. The Supreme Court on Monday refused to stay the order of the Himachal Pradesh Assembly Speaker disqualifying six Congress rebels who had cross-voted in the recent Rajya Sabha polls in the state. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta issued notice to the office of HP Assembly Speaker Kuldeep Singh Pathanye and sought its response to the plea in 4 weeks. Royal Challengers Bangalore won the WPL 2024 final on Sunday against Delhi Capitals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Former India captain and skipper of the men's RCB team, Virat Kohli, made a video call to Smriti Mandhana moments after the match before the rest of the players joined in. Kohli's gesture was hailed by RCB fans across social media. However, the act fell flat as Mandhana later revealed that details of the conversation, saying that she could not hear a word owing to the loud cheer from the crowd at the venue. Big Boss 17 winner Munawar Farooqi has reacted to YouTuber Elvish Yadav's arrest. Speaking with Times Now News, Munawar revealed that he had no idea about Elvish's arrest. As per the report, Munawar interacted with media after the shoot of a Holi event in Mumbai. Elvish, who was also Big Boss OTT2 winner, on Sunday was sent to judicial custody for 14 days in connection with a case under the Wildlife Protection Act 1972.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.